This is an extract from the Nature podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nature podcast end of year special festive quiz show.
Yay!
I am your host, Sharmini Bundell, and with me I have these three guests here to test their skills and their memories. We have Nature podcast favourites, Benjamin Thompson and Nick Petridge Howe, along with special guest, top briefer of the Nature briefing, it's Flora Graham. So welcome,
hello,
contestants.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I'm champion of champions, looking forward to continuing my streak.
Did you win last year?
Probably.
I feel like we should probably remember.
Definitely the pleasures of playing the game, for sure.
But yes, we're back with quiz time again. Quiz, very loosely defined. We're going to be looking back over some fun stories from 2023. And the quote, quiz we are doing today is in fact going to be classic fave game, 20 questions. I have here some post-it notes, which have certain stories written on them. I'm going to be attempting to stick them to your foreheads.
Okay.
If you could just try not to sweat from the forehead area.
Reserve it for my armpits.
They might stay on. But the general idea is that everyone except the person whose go it is can see what the story is.
Mm-hmm.
That person has to ask questions. Technically, you're only supposed to give yes-no answers to questions. I might be a little lenient on this front, and I will decide the winner, but potentially somewhat arbitrarily, as is tradition.
Qualitative, but as well as the quantitative.
It's vibes. Basically. It'll be based on how quickly you get it, how many questions, just general.
Whether Sharmini likes you.
Whether you're my
just
secret favourite.
Slipping her a £20 note across the desk right now.
Exactly. Festive fun, yeah. Okay, so first up, it's Benjamin Thompson.
Right, ready to go. Here we go.
Right. Close your eyes.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to lean over to Sharmini.
And those luscious curls out of the way.
Okay, that's stuck to my hair. That's going to exfoliate that part of my forehead beautifully. Right, so all I can see now is a big yellow post-it note on my
right
head.
Right over his eyes.
Here we go. Is this a physics story?
No.
Animal, vegetable, and mineral. Stick to the classics.
All right. Is it an animal based story?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you, Flora, for that one. Okay. Is it like a weird animal story?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that narrows it down, doesn't it, to something we've covered in the podcast. Is it about animal behaviour?
Yes.
Okay. Good. 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 So behavioural animal. Is it like a crow?
Yes, getting very much warmer.
Closer, but not. Yeah. No.
Definitely getting warmer.
Okay, so it's
if a crow could talk, eh?
Oh, thank you. Right, okay. Here we go. So, watch me rapidly go sort of alpine-like towards the finish line here. Is it about animals that traditionally live in flocks and are very brightly coloured?
Yes.
Is it about getting these animals to communicate with each other?
Yes.
I feel like you've got it. Tell us what the story is.
So I think this story is about some research in which folk got parrots to talk to each other on like an iPad or a tablet, right?
Yes.
Because parrots are social creatures, and there was some worries that they were quite isolated. And so to overcome this, they had sort of play dates, right? And they could choose, I think they could choose which other parrots to talk to, and they made their own little mates and stuff like that. I think, is that pretty much the story?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And they showed signs of being sort of less lonely and isolated when they were allowed to call their friends.
That's so cute.
Nice.
They could choose their little friends, couldn't they, from thumbnails and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, Flora, you're up next. I'm going to pass this post-it to Ben
Here we go.
The sticky is working. This is
good. You all right?
All right. Feeling good. Feeling optimistic.
Right. Okay.
All right. All the science stories reported this year, which is on this post-it note? Okay.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like obligated to say, is it ChatGPT?
No.
It is not ChatGPT.
It's not ChatGPT.
Is it space?
No.
Is it physics?
No.
No.
Is it chemistry?
Yeah, kind of, but no.
Is it about water?
No.
What is in it? But well,
not
no.
About
it's not about water.
It's something that's
no.
much better than water.
Is it about booze?
No.
No, but you're on the right sort of line.
So on the right line.
What's the opposite of booze?
what is the opposite?
No, that's no. Ignore that. That is someone else. Make us lead you down the garden path.
Awesome.
It's what I'm
using. It's about a liquid.
It's about a liquid, yes. Yeah.
An imbibable liquid.
An imbibable liquid. Delicious coffee.
Yes.
We're talking about our experience of coffee.
I mean, I'm telling my experience right now. I've had two cups of coffee this morning before recording, and I am absolutely blazing.
Yeah. Okay. So, coffee affects our feeling of being awake.
Yeah.
But eventually, it is going to come back and bite you on.
Yes.
Bite you
on the
floor. Because coffee will... I'm trying to think of a family friendly.
What do I say?
Bite you on the Christmas pudding. because it might do something to your brain receptors in order to kind of fend off the causes of tiredness, but eventually... It will hit you later.
Yeah. Repay
so
that
factor
debt.
That in. The debt must be paid. Yes. I remember that story very well.
Wonderful. And finally, for round one, we have Nick Petridge Howe.
Right, here we go. Oh, yeah, right, gotcha.
I want to show you, don't remember this one.
I think because the video was, sorry, I'm giving my clues now.
Video. Wow.
Very memorable?
Yeah, you're right, there was a very memorable video.
Okay. And now I'm dropping too many clues, but I'll reminisce warmly about the video after you get it.
Is it animal story?
Mm-mm. No.
No. Space?
No.
No.
Physics?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Chemistry?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is probably a chemistry story, yeah.
Is it about a chemical reaction then?
Not really, no.
But there's definitely something happening to a material?
Is it about something that needs to be hard, but not like...
Yeah.
Floppy.
Yes, hardness and floppiness definitely.
I don't think it's what you're thinking.
No, it's not the difference between toughness and hardness, that kind of stuff. It's not one of those, no.
Floppiness and hardness are both present in this story.
Because I'm thinking about a story we did about like hydrogels and stuff like that. It's not a hydrogel story.
We love a hydrogel, but not this one.
Not this one.
Shall I drop my clue?
Yeah, drop a big
clue. Right, I'm going to give you a clue, and it's a movie reference, Nick. And the movie and the reference is Get Out.
Oh.
Does not help me in the slightest.
When you say movie reference, I was like, I know what movie it is.
Movie? But now I...
No, when you know, you know.
So I can think of a really relevant movie.
I was thinking of a very different movie.
I'm thinking of I'll Be Back.
Okay, this is absolutely bamboozled me.
I was thinking of even a third movie.
What's yours, Laura?
I was thinking of the Lego movie.
The Lego Movie, Terminator, Get Out. What is this story?
Terminator 2 and the Lego Movie are specific to this story.
What's
the main
two?
Like?
Poor Nick, this is cruel.
Yeah,
I know you've seen this movie because
we've seen this movie a bunch of times.
I know, right?
But what is this story?
If you wanted to make one of the characters from Terminator 2, what would you have to be able to do? Because one of the characters.
Oh, is it about a robot arm?
Nope. What's the other?
Terminator 2, not Terminator 1.
Yeah, but it's got the robot arm descending into lava. You know, that's quite a classic scene.
That's true. Yeah.
That
is relevant, though, isn't it?
When you think about special effects
like
and movies in the
something.
90s, like what's the what when you think of that movie, what was the big thing, Nick?
This is becoming a Terminator 2 based podcast quiz.
What was the big thing in Terminator 2?
Yeah. T-1000.
Oh, is it about liquid metal?
Yes.
Ben did this story.
So done.
I don't think I did this story.
Oh, you did. You did.
You
it was me and you.
Maybe this was your day. This is one of yours.
Okay. I'm early so bamboozled by all the movie references. I still have no idea what this story is.
Okay,
it's
so
called liquid metal.
You've got liquid metal doing a little Terminator 2 robot sort of forming.
Oh, my goodness. I do remember this.
Can I try and remember how I remember this story?
Some
researchers made a material out of, I think, gallium, the metal gallium.
Yes. Well, Nick's head does say gallium on it.
Well,
so.
I'm impressed. I retract my impressions.
And they made like a little Lego figure out of it, which is solid. Yeah. And I think if you play with it with magnets, they could get it to turn into a liquid, through some bars, take the magnets away, and it reform back into the little Lego figure.
Yes, I did do this.
It's Terminator 2.
Which is, in many cases, the plot of Terminator 2.
I do remember that story. Ben is entirely right. When he said it, I was like, oh, yeah, I did talk about that. I remember saying those words. Never mind.
Okay, final round. Chance to redeem yourself or maintain your success, as the case may be. maybe.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh, let's do it.
I feel warmed up now.
Yeah, that was you know, yeah, a little bit of practice.
That was breaking the ice.
Yeah, getting
I'm in
into
the icy
it.
Pond now, screaming for help.
Okay, we're back to Benjamin Thompson.
Okay. Ooh, is this a story about a movie in the Terminator franchise?
It is not, no.
Of which there are only two movies, it has to be said. don't email me, listeners. right, okay, so is it about something in outer space?
Nope. No.
God, I don't know.
Family classics. On planet Earth.
Okay, yeah. Family on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Is it about climate?
Nope.
Nope.
No. Is it about something that humans do?
Yes.
Okay, right. That can narrow it down. Significantly.
All of human enterprise.
Is it about something that I would do?
Maybe. Yes. Maybe.
No, that's not
I think it's about something we all do.
We all do.
Whether we know, whether we realise it or not.
In our field, maybe.
Yeah, it is relevant to our jobs.
Oh, usually. Is it about, it is. Well, is it about talking?
No.
Darn. Is it about reading?
More sort of yeah. Something journalists do, I would say, rather than like us.
Is it about fact-checking?
No.
No, but you're in the right sort of lines, I would say.
It's definitely about online journalism specifically.
Yeah. Yes. And how you might get people to your story.
Is it about crafting a headline?
Ooh, yes.
It is.
Okay. I honestly have got absolutely no idea what the story
yeah,
about,
I have
genuinely.
Only the foggiest memories.
So presumably it's about the choice of words in a headline and what
yes.
People...
Yes, yes,
you're
yes.
Doing very well for and, someone who doesn't know
yes.
What this story
and,
is.
And the sorts of emotions that people...
Yes,
like,
yes.
Describe, like, what are the emotive words that make people want to...
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Is it about whether positive or negative headlines...
Oh,
yes, absolutely.
...get more clicks? And
yes.
I'm guessing... Probably the answer is probably negative headlines get more clicks than positive headlines.
That's,
is that the story?
That's absolutely wow. Yeah. You just worked that
I
out.
Actually,
incredible.
I actually figured that out, listeners. Like, I yeah, wow. Wow.
I mean, Crikey. I will continue to play, but that is a
that
pretty
was a winner,
big
yeah.
That's
that
was a
very good serve. Researchers looked into which headlines get more clicks. And the sort of headline fact here was people scrolling online news are 1% less likely to click on an article for each positive word in its title.
That's why we're going to call this festive quiz How Ben Loses the Festive Quiz.
Ben talks about Terminator 2, the podcast. That ain't going to
get quite angry about Terminator 2.
Amazing. Well, right, let's swiftly move on to Flora Graham.
I cannot wait.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice story. Ooh, nice story, this one.
Okay, yeah. Is it ChatGPT?
No, it's not.
Is it space?
Yes.
It is.
Ooh, yay, I love space. All right. Is it a something to do with exoplanets?
Nope.
Black holes?
Nope.
Ooh, closer to home.
Closer to home. Ooh, the moon.
It
yes.
Is the moon.
Yes.
Are we landing things on the moon?
Yes. Maybe that was yeah. A massive clue.
Ooh, it's been such an exciting year for things being landed on the moon.
Yep.
Actually,
yeah.
We're really spoiled for choice. Are we India landing on the moon?
We absolutely
yeah.
Are.
Well,
yes.
That's basically it. Yeah. Well, I was done. Like, who? Successfully. It's hard. Landing on the moon is hard. I'm not just saying anybody. I'm saying good effort to all.
Right, landing on the moon is super hard, but yeah, India successfully.
Oh, and what
it.
An impressive accomplishment. I think there were so many aspects of this that people loved. I know that the photo of scientists wearing saris and traditional dress became a real talking point and how great it was to see scientists in their traditional dress and how, you know, how meaningful it can be to show scientists like expressing their culture and, you know, just breaking apart some of those stereotypes. Another aspect was the fact that I loved how India, like the kind of mission leaders, they were saying, like, how did you do this on this incredible shoestring budget? Can you, you know, can you, is this wisdom that you can kind of share with other nations? And he was just like, look, you know, we are just so good at this. And then we're like, nobody is ever going to, you know, you just can't understand what India can do with the resources that we have. Mm. And it was just so impressive to see people, you know, they put their mind to it, their budget. It was a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of what other missions have been, and they accomplished it. And I think it was just, yeah, such a source of pride.
Fourth country to land on the moon. Mm-hmm. Well, it says to perform a controlled landing. So
yeah,
yes,
that word controlled is important. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
Crashing on the moon.
Yeah. Yeah. And first to land near the moon's south pole.
Mm. Yeah, so we've got lots of exciting science coming up from the south pole that we, you know, all new stuff already being released. So,
and more in January, I think. You know, Japan are looking to land a controlled land on the moon in January. I think.
Hear more on the Nature Podcast in 2024.
Listen up, listeners.
Finally, right, we've got time for one more. Well done, Flora. Okay. We've got Nick Petrichow with the final question here.
Okay.
All right. Everyone have a look.
Okay. Knowing Charmony, is this animal related?
Yeah, well, it is.
Gosh darn it.
It is. Okay.
Straight there.
Sasha doesn't know. It's about octopuses.
Not this time.
No. Not this time. Okay.
Is possibly some level of water involved.
Yeah.
Some level of water involved. I mean, that's quite a lot of things.
Yeah, like, I know. I'm trying not to make it too easy.
It's not like dolphins or whales or anything like that.
No. Not a sort of water. Purely
yes.
Some
sea-based.
Yeah, no.
Some
no
not water.
Animals.
A combination.
No blowholes.
A land animal that
yes.
spends time in water.
Yes.
Does it have anything to do with a drug dealer?
Oh, I wanted to go to the movies again. Really torture Nick.
What movie reference would you?
Television series Narcos, Nick?
I may have done. Yes. So, Pablo Escobar, the sort of infamous drug lord in Colombia, had some hippos because, you know, you've got that much drug money. What else are you going to do with your time? And they sort of got out and have been breeding in the wild, and it's a massive, massive problem. So there have been various ways that the Colombian government have been trying to deal with this, whether they're going to euthanize some of them, whether they're going to ship them to different places. We actually did a few stories on this this year, so I don't know exactly of the stories
really
about cocaine hippos.
Yeah, it's quite controversial as well, isn't it? What to do
it's
with them?
It's very controversial.
Trying to sterilize them, but
trying to save them,
that's expensive.
Trying to
send
them.
There's quite the kind of disagreement and controversy going on between people who are saying, look, these hippos don't belong here. They're very damaging to the ecosystem. They're just not part of, you know, they're really like smashing up the habitats and things like that. So, you know, as much as hippos are inherently kind of funny and adorable, their impact is, you know, not negligible. But people are kind of, you know, understandably like, don't go kill all the hippos.
Yeah.
So it is a tricky one. I mean, I think you see this with like the feral horses in Australia. You see this in a lot of cases where sometimes an animal that is doing a lot of harm is also super beloved and slash adorable.
So
I think we could just maybe educate the hippos that in abstinence.
Poor Graham has some solutions to the world's problems here, don't worry. We in the Nature podcast are all over it. We're going to be back solving more of these fun kind of problems next year. But for now, that is the end of the end of year festive quiz / game of 20 questions. Congratulations to my three contestants.
Hey.
Nick's going to be upset at me, but I am going to award the prize to Flora.
Wow,
Nick's
going to
be upset. Wow, okay, all right.
I mean, I can't defend my choice, but congratulations, Flora.
I'll take it.
Flora. Nobody asked me how I came to that.
Here's me handing over the big metaphorical wrestling belt to you for next year.
Yeah. Listeners at home, how good is your memory? Let us know. Email us, tweet us whether you got any of those questions before our competitors here in the studio. And as usual, we will link to all of these stories and videos and various things in the show notes. But yes, thank you so much for taking part, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Hasta la vista, baby.
I'll be back.
That's a better one.
Nice.